Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Oh my God!
Who's bad? Who's bad?
All right. You are live on BWD Radio with me, your host, who else? Ms. B. You can call and listen in. Hit the digits 347-237-4501. Or you can click on the link in the timeline or on the promotional page at bwdradio.com. I appreciate y'all tuning in. You can catch me live every Thursday as well as listen to all past shows and interviews on our on-demand playback as well at bwdradio.com. Live and on-demand shows are an extension of BWD Radio's 24/7 and nonstop music variety station. There's no commercials, it's just what else? The hottest in the music artists of today. And that spins 24/7 nonstop. That's right. That's the way we roll. Those players are right on our website, or you can also download our mobile app. You can get that on, iTunes, Google Play, the usual. Just do a search for BWD and radio. Or you can just grab the app directly from our website. Also, if you have the TuneIn app, you can also do a search for BWD Radio there as well. Yeah, that's what's up. You can definitely get there as well. BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and in the artists of today, we consider, support, and play all genres of music worldwide. If you have a favorite artist, and I know you do, submit your song request, show support for them, and support us doing what else we do best, supporting the hottest in the artists of today. Follow us on Facebook at BWD Radio, and on Twitter, BWD Radio, and you can end that with an underscore. I have with me, will be joined with me, is Kazo, which is in a funk rock group. Ms. B, she already doing it. She already grinding in there. Let me go ahead and check my board here and see. Hey, Do I have y'all?
Hello.
Hey, I got you. All right. Hey, it's a good thing. I wasn't sure because, sometimes, I don't know why, but for some reason, my board will come up and it's just funky. It'll give me different phone numbers, and I'm like really expecting it. I'm like, what the heck? I think it's a test.
Well, really, it's basically because I tried to call off my phone and forgot that I don't have an international tariff. So we have to call off this phone. So it's all cool.
It's all, no, it's definitely all cool, especially because I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't want to keep you guys awake any longer than, than you need to be. It's just way too funny. But anyways, I do appreciate catching up with y'all again. I know we were with you last October, and, you know, it's great to you know, be able to, you know, get an update for 2015 and see what's going on, your happenings and your goals. So once again, I don't want to say good evening. I should say a good morning. I do have your singles titled, I have both of them on deck, Easy Living and Lie. So I'll be jamming them out for the listeners. Easy Living, I'm gonna throw out there during the interview if you do not mind. And then before you leave out, I'm going to jam out Lie. So let's jump right on in, because I know y'all are... And I know y'all are probably ready to hit the pillow. Let's go ahead. And I'm going to jump right in. Go ahead and I think I have the majority of y'all except the bassist, I believe. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Yeah, well,
I'm on point, huh?
Jack. I'm the lead vocalist, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jake, and I'm the lead guitarist.
I'm Sam, and I'm the drummer.
And unfortunately, Mike couldn't be here today, but it doesn't really matter that much. He's the bassist, you know.
Oh, ouch! He's just the bassist. No, that's just a few fingers tapping. I understand. Just that's crazy. That's funny. So, I think your accent kind of gives it away, but go ahead and let us know where you guys are originally from, and if you're still there or somewhere else.
Well, we're all based in Manchester. We're kind of all like spread around it, but yeah, we're all pretty much kind of in Manchester. We're all in Manchester still as well. Not really much has changed since October, really.
Right. Well, that's good. That's good. You know. Now. Let's get everyone, you know, get their memory refreshed here. So when and what brought y'all together to form the group, as well as what inspired the stage name of Kazo?
Well, I mean, originally it was just basically because we all like music, and me and Sam, the drummer, decided that we wanted to kind of to start a band and see how far we could go with it. So we got together, tried some stuff out, thought, you know, oh, we're going to need a lead guitarist to do a band. So we decided to go with Jake. And then not long after, Mike followed suit. He took a bit of a convincing around to it, but we managed to get him eventually. And as in terms of, you know, the name and stuff like that, I mean, it was just one of those names that looked cool on paper. So we just sort of went for it, because there's not many people that, you know, it's very, very memorable, in my opinion.
No, yeah, it is. I mean, I always suggest, you know, a lot of times if you just go with, a one word, because it's easy to remember, you know, it's easy to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
And especially if it's, right, and especially if it's cool, then all right, that's even better. Refresh us, as well as who were some of your individual musical influences growing up, and especially if they're diverse, what inspired you to be the musician today with the genre of funk rock?
Well, I mean, I can only really speak for myself, but I'm kind of I've been to my Johnny Cash and my Elvis Presley and that sort of thing, early rock and roll. Realistically, I mean, Sam, do you want to say what you're into? No, he's gone away. He'll be here back in a sec. Sam's basically kind of into his funk, and he's like classic rock and that kind of thing. He likes Led Zeppelin, all those kinds of things. Jake, do you want to say what you're into?
No.
Jake is pretty much the same, apart from, obviously, he's a lead guitarist, so he loves Hendrix and that kind of stuff. He has been getting into his jazz and stuff like that recently. So you know, it might intertwine with our music pretty soon. We don't know yet. And Mike, as far as Mike, Mike's like a muse and that kind of thing, and like Queens of the Stone Age, you know, kind of heavy rock.
Stone Age. So it almost sounds like you're going to be going into a little bit of the, you know, the fusion of the genres, which is, you know, been kind of popular over the past year or so. But currently, so how would you describe your music for the public audience if they've never, you know, seen or heard of y'all until today?
Well, I think I wouldn't. I'd probably stay. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't stay away from the term funk rock, but there's a lot of it's very, very kind of, it's, I mean, our newer stuff as well is a little bit more aggressive than our older stuff. So it's like, it's a bit more like a Led Zeppelin 70s rock, you know, rather than kind of modern days, you know, what people would now class as rock, that kind of thing. I'd probably say it was more grungy than anything.
Oh, yeah, more grunge. That's what's up. Now, your first EP release, titled Cocktails and, is it Canopies?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I was pronouncing that correctly. Include the tracks that I had mentioned, titled Easy Living and Lie. What was the inspiration behind this first EP, the title, and what can the listeners expect from your sound and your storytelling on that EP?
Well, I mean, as far as the name goes, it's basically we were with, this is the first time we've ever mentioned this outside of the UK. It's pretty cool. We were with a kind of a PR publicist who used to like kind of publicize us to everybody. And she had a lot of, you know, she was very, very, very good, but not very good at doing the whole kind of rock band thing. So she, for our EP launch, she decided to, say, oh, we should get a custom queso cocktails and canapes. And we really did not like that idea. So we decided to, you know, bear in mind she was still working with us at the time, we decided to call the EP Cocktails and Canapes to kind of make fun of her. Yeah, exactly. And it worked.
and it worked. I mean, I liked it. I thought it was unique. And unique is always cool. I like unique, you know. And I mean, I'm very diverse, but I'm also unique as an individual. And I guess all of us are unique in our own way. But, well, let's go ahead, and I'm going to go ahead and give the listeners a taste of Easy Living.
Yeah.
Is there anything awesome you want to say about that? You want to take us into that?
It was basically the last song we wrote for the EP, and it's our favorite off the EP.
All right, well, let's go ahead and give them a listen. Easy Living by Queso.
You're acting straight through me with no mercy in the stare. Don't you see?
Definitely, guys. Definitely. That is my favorite. That is my favorite on that EP.
Oh, thank you.
The lyrics are tight. Oh yeah, most definitely. Definitely feeling the lyrics on that track. And like you said, it's to me sounds more like a grunge than it does funk. So I don't know, but
well,
I'm
feeling
it.
Oh yeah, well that means a lot. Thank
Go
you
ahead.
Very much.
Okay. All right. I didn't want to cut you off, but anyways. Oh.
Bonfire.
And we do have more fire. So, your second EP that's coming out titled Dr. Man Love. I guess it's scheduled to release on Friday, March 6th, at Band on the Wall in Manchester. What was your inspiration behind this new EP, the title, and what can we expect from the sound and lyrics of this new project versus that of your first EP of Cocktails and Cannabis?
Well, the inspiration for the name came from, just being around the band, just being in the band too much and sort of, going a bit insane from each other's company and just sort of, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, there was no man love involved, but there would, you know, it's just one of those random things that just popped up and we're like, yeah, that sounds cool. As far as what to expect, I think it's just more mature in every sense of the word, because it's like it's more musically mature, and it's also kind of, you know, the lyrics mean a bit more than the first one, and they make more sense. And it's just the whole thing is, as a project is just a lot tighter and a lot better.
Great, because and that's generally what happens every new single, every new EP, and that's what should be happening with any artist or any group. You should always be growing and actually being able to have your audience or your fans or, you know, new fans, should be able to hear that growth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of for us, it's a really, really important thing that we're always getting better and bettering ourselves in everything we do. So to hear how other people feel about it is a good thing as well. So thank you.
Yes, that is definitely key. That is definitely key to keep perfecting your craft. That's exactly the importance of it. So I'm definitely looking forward to the second EP. So this will be nice and interesting because especially for myself because I love to hear. I love keeping up with the artists that have been already involved with BWD Network, so it's amazing how I get to hear the artist growth. But anyways, you were featured BWD Magazine in November of last year, as well as just the past issue of February. So between the new EPs, the new EP coming out and your features, it's obvious that you're not planning on slowing down your movement anytime soon, which is outstanding. How does it feel not only to be featured, but, what's next for Kazo? Do you have some live events coming up or, another music video or, just any other project happenings that you would like to share with us that we may not have discussed?
Well, I mean, first of all, thank you very, very much for featuring us in the magazine. It means a lot. We went around showing all our friends and stuff. It's well cool. As far as all the kind of events that we've got listed, we've got Band on the Wall, obviously, on the 6th. That's our EP launch. You can find out about everything like that on at Kazo Music on Twitter. And I'll let Sam say everything else. Oh, he's gone off again, for God's sake. Basically, everything else we've got a new music video coming out, Nothing's Gonna Save You. And that's really, really good. I mean, that's going to be out. It's just weird, that one. So, I mean, everyone's going to enjoy that. And, I mean, I think that's pretty much it, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Now, are you saying, now, is that going to be, is that, you know, going to be the leading single off the new EP that you mentioned? I wasn't sure if I was understanding what you were saying about, or was that a video you were talking about?
Well, Nothing's Gonna Save You is basically, I think it's one of our favorite songs off the last EP, Cocktails and Canapes. But it's the last one to be released as a single. So what we decided to do was kind of do a late video for it as a kind of warm up to the new EP, because I think Nothing's Gonna Save You is kind of it's the most mature one out of that EP, so it kind of leads up, you know, kind of a good build up to the next EP.
Okay, good. I just got lost there for a minute with that title because I wasn't familiar with it. So, okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you. So why don't you go ahead, take this time for any shout-outs, your online contact information for bookings or features or collabs or, you know, also where can we go to get your music? And just take this time to put everything out there.
Well, I think the main kind of place to get through to us would be carzoband@gmail.com. That's like kind of, you know, for any kind of bookings or anything like that, you can get in contact with us through that. Also, I think one of our biggest port of calls is Twitter. So it would be @carzomusic. It's @carzomusic. And on SoundCloud, you can hear all our stuff for free. That's just Carzo Music in SoundCloud. I would like to say hi to my mum. That's the only shout out, I think. Yes.
Say that again. I love how y'all call your mom. You call her mum. Let me hear that again.
Hi, mum.
That is adorable. I just loved, you know, how you pronounce, you know, your parents. It's so cool. It's cool. not to put you on blast or anything out there, but anyways, go ahead.
I mean, the other two haven't really got anyone they want to shout out to. I don't even know. I mean, because I'm probably going to be recording this, so that's the only reason I'm saying hi to my mum is because I'll show it to her later. We just want to say a big thank you as well for having us back on. It means a lot. And hopefully we can come back again and tell you how we're doing in a few months' time as well.
Absolutely. You guys can come visit me anytime. That's what's up. Okay, guys. Well, you know, it's definitely been a pleasure as usual. So definitely looking forward to this new EP, definitely. So good luck. Keep going, doing what you're doing. Do not stop. Keep going. But before you leave out and before you go hit your pillows, go ahead and tell us about the second single or first single, I'm not sure, titled Lie and the inspiration behind it.
Well, basically Lie is basically a song about a period I went through in my life where I got into some trouble, and I wrote this song because I needed to express my anger with the trouble. And it all turned out all right because it's a pretty good track. It's a good outlet for all my anger towards what happened in my life at that point. Unfortunately, I can't disclose what happened, but you know, if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty obvious.
All right, guys. Again, it's been great. I'm going to go ahead and go into this Caso Alai. I know you're long distance, so you can feel free to hang up at any point, okay, guys? And good luck to you. And I'm sure I'll be chopping it up with you all again soon. And good luck with your release party that you'll be having on March 6th. And again, you guys keep going.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Thank you for having us. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, guys. This is Caso Alai. All right. That was Kazo. Kazo. I know a couple times I might have said Kazo. I don't know why. But it is pronounced Kazo, my bad. So that was the first single we listened to was by Kazo was Easy Living. And the one you just heard was Kazo's single titled Lie. So they definitely... they've definitely been on the move and getting ready to come out with some new music. Definitely looking forward to that. So a great bunch of guys out of Manchester, UK. As you know, Ms. V, I love variety and diversity. Hence, BWD Radio, we play everything because I love it all. And I'm sure like myself, I really enjoy listening to a variety stations. Not always listening to the same genre all the time. You know, you need a break. But anyways, before I leave on out of here, you know, you can catch, be sure to catch us on our nonstop, okay, music station at bwdradio.com, our 24/7, and definitely number one variety station spinning all music genres. From the hottest indie artists that are out there today, worldwide, doing their thing. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. If you are on Facebook, please stop by our fan page at BWD Radio. You know, let us know your respect and what we are doing for our indie artists. Click on that like button, you know, only a click. Take BWD Radio on the go with you. Download our mobile app. It's you know, it's hot. It's beautiful. It's good to look at. You know, not trying to be vain about that, but you know, at least the design is enough to, if you just want to like USA and relax. You know, at least it's a nice design to look at as well as a nice app overall. You can grab that on iTunes or Google Play. You can get the direct links from ours right on our site. Or, you know, the social media timelines, we should have it out there too as well. Be sure to check out BWD Magazine as well. That's also a variety. It's a publication. It's digital and print, covering a variety of music, news, health, tips, lifestyle, entertainment, okay, and much more, modeling, you name it, okay? So we have all that and much more packed into each monthly issue. Yes, our magazines release monthly. You can catch them, check them out, bwdmagazine.com. Be sure to look out for our March issue, which is dropping on the 5th, and each issue does drop on the 5th. Definitely really excited about this issue because it's our third-year anniversary. So it's our anniversary issue. Excited about that. And it's always a free read. You know, you can also subscribe to get print copies each month. But it is always a free read. You know, even more, you know, please find and friend us at BWD Magazine as well on Twitter and Facebook. You know, support the BWD network. We've been doing this for about a little over a decade. So, you know, you could check out BWD Promotions as well as BWD Graphics, you name it. We do it all. BWD Radio, we proudly sponsor the digital print magazine. So be sure to check that out. All right, check it out. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to bounce on out of here. But I'm going to leave you with my boy, Strizzo, with Poke It Out. That's right, Florida boy. Yeah.
Stereo music power. Hold up, get ready, just poke it out and hold steady. Get ready, poke it out, hold steady.
Y'all here working, girl, I'm trying to ball. Julius Irving, like a player, cut that ass off the serving.